But are we now looking at mission creep, something that goes beyond humanitarian and involves us ever more deeply in Iraq's troubles? Our reporter Tim Johns finds out.
Here is the dictionary definition of the phrase mission creep.
A gradual shift in objectives during the course of a military campaign, often resulting in an unplanned long-term commitment.
Just a week ago, the Foreign Secretary, Philip Hammond, gave us the official government line on British involvement in Iraq.
Well, we don't envisage a combat role at the present time. We are talking at the moment about a humanitarian operation.
Despite the United States ramping up airstrikes against the brutal terrorist group IS, the UK has been clear we're only looking at humanitarian efforts. But David Cameron's article in yesterday's Sunday Telegraph changed the tone somewhat. Here's a bit of what he wrote.
If we do not act to stem the onslaught of this exceptionally dangerous terrorist movement, it will only grow stronger until it can target us on the streets of Britain. A humanitarian response alone is not enough. We also need a broader political, diplomatic and security response.
In the article, the Prime Minister promised tough military action, yet ruled out boots on the ground. So, why the mixed messages? Isabel Hardman is from The Spectator and has a theory.
I think what David Cameron's trying to do in this article, and he is not entirely clear in it, is trying to make the case for a new attitude from Britain towards Islamic extremism in Iraq and in the Middle East. And he realises after his defeat over Syria last year in the Commons that he needs to actually prepare the ground before he asks politicians and the public to trust him on something.
Is Mr. Cameron preparing us for the mission in Iraq to creep? Well, perhaps it already has. In less than a week, the government's line has crept from
"This military action is humanitarian only"
to
"That's not enough. We need a firm security response."
And suddenly, we learn that warplanes are already flying deep into Iraq to gather intelligence. We learn that the humanitarian efforts involve four Chinook helicopters being on standby, troops who have been in the Kurdish capital, and even the SAS in northern Iraq. And the Defence Secretary, Michael Fallon, now says the UK could be involved in military missions in Iraq for weeks and months to come. David Cameron maintains,
"We're not going to be putting boots on the ground."
And the ghost of Tony Blair,
"For those of us who support the course I'm advocating, that means all the dangers of war,"
ensures that such direct action would prove massively controversial. But given the change of tone in just 1 week, perhaps this...
A gradual shift in objectives during the course of a military campaign, often resulting in an unplanned long-term commitment.
Seems more likely. Who knows how far this mission could creep.